And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days. My guest today, I have Rhonda Smith with the Chino Valley Lionesses and also the Chino Valley Morning Lions Club. And I have Larry Rieger here as well. She's a volunteer with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on CAT, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reaper Graphics today.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Patriot Disposal is a local expanding company asking you to join our team. Patriot Disposal offers on-site training for a variety of jobs, including Class A or B CDL, heavy equipment operators, mechanic, welding, and sort line operators. Office positions available for customer service, bookkeeper, and human resources. For competitive pay and benefits, call Click or come visit our office. Positions available at all our locations, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Cottonwood, and Rimrock. Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days. I'm here with my first guest. I'm here with Larry Rieger. Larry Rieger, how are you today?
I'm breathing.
That's a plus. Definitely. Larry, you are a volunteer at the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, I am. Been there about a year and a half.
Yeah, I know. We've kept you a whole year. You have to teach me how we did that. you?
I'm not sure myself.
We're so excited to have you and have you as one of our leading volunteers. Without you, I would not be able to function.
I know.
I know. So, Larry, what made you, I mean, are you born and raised here? Did you move here?
No, I'm from Michigan originally.
Wow.
Yeah, I moved out to Arizona in 77 and moved up to the Chino Valley area in 2011. Had an opportunity to go back to the Valley, and I said, that's just not going to happen.
It's a little too hot.
Yes, it is.
So, and then, so you stayed in Chino Valley.
I stayed in Chino Valley, and I'm retired and have been for some time, and I needed something that I like to do to volunteer. And I tried, believe me, I tried a lot of different things. And some panned out and most didn't. And when I, it's funny because when I came into the chamber that day, I came in to pick up some papers for a friend of mine, and you and I started talking. And the next
yes.
thing I knew, we really did kind of click.
Absolutely.
And the next thing I knew, I was saying, well, yeah, I can volunteer.
Well, and it's been a blessing. You started out first kind of, doing different things. So you started volunteering, helping us, you know, with the front desk. And then from there, I think you kind of gradually.
I was going to do the, volunteer program.
Yep.
And
to help
then,
us with that.
And I.
You were helping us with events.
Right. With events. So, but then my current position came around quite suddenly.
Then what Larry is referring to is we needed help with somebody helping us out financially with QuickBooks and inserting everything. And so you've been definitely a godsend because you have taken it upon yourself to really just learn QuickBooks and to just handle all that for me, which is great.
It's a challenge for me, and it's something I've never done before, but it is the challenge that keeps me going. And it's the learning experience. And I have to tell you, I am at a place where sometimes I can't even remember words, much less what I was taught. However, if I make really good notes and if I can really read them, I'm okay.
Yes, absolutely. So what would you give advice, you know, for anybody that was looking to volunteer? Challenges, you were saying a little bit of challenges, but do you like it at the chamber? You know, what would you say to encourage anybody else to come and volunteer at the Chino Valley Chamber?
I think the first thing that I would say is that the director, Libra, is an individual who allows, what she does is she finds out what your strengths are, and that's where she moves you and encourages you. If you don't like what she's encouraging you to do, she will listen to what you want to do, and then she'll still encourage you to do what she thinks is best.
Yeah, regardless. No.
No, that's not true.
And I do believe in that. I think everyone has their strong suits, and that's one of the things, you know, when I went and volunteered places, you know, I was like, I'm not good at this. I'm not good at, you know, hammer or nails and outdoorsy stuff, but I'm good at your social media. I'm good at this. And so I was able to see strengths and benefit other organizations using my strengths. And that's really what it is. I love having volunteers at the chamber. I think it's, all volunteers are great, and we really need volunteers to kind of come in and help us. Our phones have just been going crazy.
Yes, they have.
I don't know if it's because it's springtime or what's going on, because we're also the Chamber of Commerce and the Tourism Center. So believe it or not, I know all of you out there thinking with this COVID, but people are starting to travel. Things are starting to happen. We're starting to see guests and visitors coming.
What I found most interesting was, like I said, I've lived here since 2011 in Chino, and all of a sudden, we have become the place to go to. We have individuals who are requesting information about Chino. We have people who come in and they say this is where they want to live. We have booming going on here.
Yes.
And the volunteer program is something that can be useful in those areas. We need people to do packages to send out. We need people to answer telephones. We have people that walk in, and if you have any knowledge at all of Chino, they want to know the map.
Oh, gosh. They're looking for maps. They're looking for information, a good restaurant in town. Where can they go to find, you know, any sort of thing? And that really is why we need the volunteers there. You do not want me giving you directions.
No.
At all. Like, no. I can give my landmarks or restaurants, you know, which does not help if you're not from here.
God bless me if my phone doesn't work and give me directions.
I am horrible at directions. I'm like, you go right. I don't know. It's just by Costco. Don't you know where that's at? And I'm horrible. So we definitely could use somebody in there.
Yeah, my husband used to tell me that I get lost getting out of the driveway. And unfortunately, he was right. So I couldn't argue the point. I do know this. Anyone who comes to the chamber and wants to volunteer, you won't be disappointed in the people who are there.
Oh yeah.
We're nice people. We're fun people.
We are.
I volunteered because I was bored. I was looking for something. And as I said earlier, I tried a number of different things. But when I met Lorette for the first time, I knew that there was going to be some place for me here.
Yes.
Didn't realize it was going to be behind the books,
but that's okay. No, and I think that's what's really great about it, you know, is we are a really dynamic team. We are composed of just volunteers, and that's what makes it, you know, having the volunteers that we have there daily. It's what I guess, you know, our coworkers, you guys are like coworkers, and I love it. We've all kind of meshed. We know each other's ways. I know Larry makes coffee. You know, I cannot, definitely not a skill I possess, or I always just make it too strong.
I know.
But we are a very good dynamic group.
I think the other thing that I haven't touched on, and that is our events and the things that we do. And, one of the perks, if you want to call it that, is that when we have an event, we have monthly luncheons. We have things we have guest speakers. And the one thing is that you always can participate in whatever the event is. And there's always something to do. It doesn't matter what it is, no matter how small. The volunteer is so important. You can have fun while you're volunteering.
Absolutely. And you're right. It is a perk, you know, to be able to attend some of the events, be able to, you know, go at no charge. That's a huge perk. And that's just a little thank you from us.
And the other thing is you meet a lot of nice people.
Yep.
We have our mixers.
Yes.
When they do the mixers, I mean, you can go there. There's my favorite. There's food.
This is why we click so well. And so we have mixers, we have the luncheons, we have several different events, and we're working on, only so far one of our events got rescheduled, and the rest of the events are still on track, so.
We had a great event just recently, the mask fashion show. It was good.
So if you're volunteering with us, creativity is a must, or just don't make fun of us too much because we are pretty creative. I think it was, I wasn't sure how that was going to go. It was one of those things. We did a luncheon mask fashion show, and it was outside the chamber. So we're one of the chambers that were blessed to have a lot of room and space.
So we had distancing.
So we had social distancing. We had everyone, you know, bring your own chair. We did box lunches. So we were able to do some takeout for everybody. And then we just had everyone that designed their own mask do a fashion show.
It was great.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a riot to see everyone come up with their creative mask. I mean, some people were making them out of milk cartons. There was some just really fun.
There were some strange things going on.
There was. I mean, some of the masks were, I remember it was like a dinosaur, unicorn, and a spaceship. I mean, they were really.
But don't forget the one that had on the skeleton outfit.
Yes, yes.
That went with the mask.
There was a skeleton.
And wasn't there a pussycat?
Yes, there was. Yeah, there was the Cheshire Cat. Yeah, we had. So definitely, we are a fun place to come and volunteer. So if you're ever thinking of volunteering, or if right now, if it's something that you want to do, I would recommend that you contact the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. And also, if you're looking for a job, we are looking for a volunteer coordinator. That position is part-time. And so if that's something that you'd like to do and help, you know, wrangle in those volunteers and help us out with that, and you think that you have that skill set, then I think you would be fantastic at that.
Okay, and don't forget, pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll find a place for you. You will be happy that we found a place for you. And if you're not, you take it to Lorette, not me.
If you're not happy. Well, no, and I just encourage anyone that's looking to volunteer just a few hours, even a week. We could totally use some volunteers, and we're excited to have you. So if you're interested in volunteering, or if you're interested in the volunteer position at the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce, give us a call. The number at the Chino Valley Chamber is 636-2493, and that again is 636-2493. Larry Rieger with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, thank you for volunteering, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you for asking me.
We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Hear that? That's the outdoors. In case you may have missed it, Findlay Prescott Subaru owners are famous for loving the outdoors. Their Subarus take them to parks and forests and trails and campsites with friends and family and bikes and kayaks, and then bring them home safely. It's not just the reliable boxer engine. It's not just symmetrical all-wheel drive. It's not just a Subaru loaded with tech and safety features. A Subaru is part of a lifestyle. Right now, you can reach out for 0% APR for 63 months on new 2020 Ascent, Forester, Outback, Legacy, and Impreza models through June 1st. Visit our spotless, sanitized Prescott showroom or buy online at FindleySubaruPrescott.com and take advantage of free delivery of your new Subaru to your door. Whichever way you choose, your specialist will walk you through all the features of your new Subaru and welcome you to the family. Findlay Subaru, in Prescott and online at FindleySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Good news from Roxanne at Prescott Brewing Company. If you've been missing any of your faves from Prescott Brewing Company, we now have 11 beers on tap for growler fills. Wednesdays through Fridays, 11 to 3 p.m., you can get them filled up right from our taps. Come through the clearly marked atrium gate, stay socially distant, step up to the bar when it's your turn, get your clean growler filled, pay your tab, tip your tap tender, and walk away with that potion you love through the exit atrium gate. Wednesdays through Fridays for now, 11 to 3, from Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
With the Arizona Lottery's $1 million giveaway, I can join the Players Club for a chance to win $1 million! With that much money, I could remodel my kitchen. Heck, I could hire a private chef, too! Or a different chef for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, chef, I'm hungry.
Now through May 31st, enter eligible $10, $20, and $30 scratchers and fast play tickets at azplayersclub.com to make your $1 million dreams come true.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdie told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I'm here with my next guest, and I'm here talking to Rhonda Smith. Rhonda Smith is a jack of all trades, aren't you? You got like every title I can imagine. So I'm not even sure how to introduce you. Rhonda, you're part of the Chino Valley Lioness Club. You're president of the Chino Valley Morning Lions.
Right.
You're on the board for Hungry Kids.
I wasn't on the board. I just helped.
Oh, okay. And then you're on.
And I did the Chino Valley Education Foundation. I was just a member there.
That's still a lot.
And then I do volunteer at the chamber.
And you're also the new board president for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
When do you have time for all this?
It's good to be retired.
It's good to be retired. I know. A place that I wish I could be already. I'm very envious of you guys. So this is your first time being on the, well, not your first time being on the chamber board. You've been on the chamber board, but basically now it's your first time being president.
Right.
So this has just been made official last month.
I think May 1st.
May 1st. Okay. So just this month. So you're my new boss. So yep. I have to be very nice to you. No, what I think is great is that you're our new board president coming in. So you're 2020 to 2021.
Right.
And what are some of the things that you're looking to do with the board?
Well, I'd like to get a little bit younger people in.
Some diversity with board members.
Yes, some diversity, fresh ideas. I think we need to grow stronger, and with that, then it will make the chamber grow stronger as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so excited. We have quite a few board members that will be kind of coming off within the next year or so.
Right.
And some of them have come off already. So what you're doing right now is actively recruiting new board members.
Right.
And in all different age and shapes and styles and everything.
Yep. I think I submitted 3 names. And if any of the other board members have any suggestions, then they bring it to me. And then what we do collectively is our committee, which is me and the past president, we decide on which ones that we want, and then we present that all to the board, and then we all vote.
Perfect. Rhonda, what if somebody out there is listening to the radio and said, you know what, I think I would make a great board member. What kind of skills are we looking for, and what would they need to do?
First thing is you have to be a board, or you have to be a member of the chamber for at least 1 year in good standing.
Gotcha. Okay. And let's say, you know, you have some great skills you want to bring to the table. What is the next step if they want to get involved with the board?
I think they have to submit a resume type thing. Give us a little bio on yourself. Tell us why you think you would be a good fit for the board. And then it's up to the board.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, we've only had, was it 9 board members? And so what we're doing is kind of filling in some other positions that are really great. I mean, right now you're president. We are looking for a president-elect, I think.
Right.
And then from there, we do have a treasurer. We do have secretary. So we have a lot of the main roles filled already.
Right.
We're just looking. There's some advisory positions, too, on the board.
Right.
So
and that's where the new, fresh ideas would come from.
The advisory committees, yeah. And I think that's a great idea. So what you're doing right now is just kind of actively looking for board members. You said pretty much the only rule is that you have to be a member of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce for 1 year and in good standing.
Yes.
So your membership in good standing.
You can be an individual or a business, corporation.
Absolutely.
As long as you pay your membership we're good to go.
Right. And you don't have to necessarily be the business owner either.
Right.
If your business is already a member of the Chamber of Commerce and you think you'd be a good fit for our board, then go ahead and please apply and bring your resume and bring everything in, because you know, that makes you in good standing.
Right.
And so we're really just actively looking for fresh ideas, good, you know, solid ideas, and, you know, and just new board members as well.
Yeah.
You're also looking at planning a board retreat.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. We're looking for a place to have it. I've had several ideas. But then to have a speaker, I'm looking at doing something a little bit different. Last year we had a thing at Yavapai College.
And that was fun.
That was really fun.
It was fun. It was hands-on. We did a lot of good time. That was a good time. So really what we're doing is actively recruiting now. And then after the recruitment process and the new board members, along with the existing board members, kind of get together and you plan the board retreat.
Right.
That's nice. That takes the load off my plate.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I think you're going to come up with some really great ideas. You already have several, you know, in the fire and working it out. I think what's happening is this whole COVID, we're not sure.
It's putting a damper on a lot of things.
Yes. Let's just say so. At least the restaurants are now open and
yeah.
I can go in and dine
at least
in.
Have a meal.
Exactly.
I'm getting tired of home cooking, I'm telling you, and I do the cooking.
I do the cooking. Yeah, you know, and that's so true, because all of us are at home, we're cooking, and it's tiring.
It is.
It is. I know. I get it. So
plus I babysit for my grandkids, and that's tiring in itself, and then I got to plan dinner, and it's like, oh, Lord, help me.
You don't sound retired right now.
No.
You don't sound it at all. You're constantly, you know, planning things, and you got the grandkids going over. So, yeah, but with this board retreat, you're just trying to come up with some fun locations,
yeah.
Some fun ideas for the board to do, you know, maybe a little hands-on and, you know, maybe a little team building and things like that.
Exactly.
So I think that's going to be really great.
Might end up just going to the park and playing on the playground.
Tell the board members the park is now open. And officially, yeah, the park is now open.
Yeah, it is.
So it did open up. That's one of the things that did open up in Chino Valley was the park, and as well as the library, only Monday through Friday, though.
Right.
So it's not open on the weekends yet. But at least, hey, you know, we're starting little bits at a time to come open, and that's honestly a great, great resource.
Exactly.
But yeah, you might have to take the board members to the park or go do something else. And so, yeah, anyone that's out there that's wanting to become a board member, or that you think your skills would be of value to the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce, let's say you're just great at marketing, or you've got some great financial experience, or you have, you know, some great construction experience. I mean, just literally, we're looking across the board at everything. I mean, just everything, and just trying to utilize every skill that we have out there. And we know that this is a really great opportunity for younger people. And it's a really great thing to be on a board, especially it's a resume builder.
Right.
It really does.
It gives experience. You get to know your town.
It does. It gives you the experience. You get to know your town. But you also get to know it on a different way, and
exactly.
And also see how the chamber functions. Like how we, you
yeah.
know, on the back end of
right.
everything, you know, sometimes everyone, you know, they come to all the luncheons and they come to everything, but they don't see the planning, what
yeah,
goes.
They don't see the background that we go into to plan all this.
I know. There's certain events that, you have helped me with immensely, and they do.
It's tiring.
They do. They do take some time out of you, and they are tiring. So this is a way, you know, for anybody, like I said, that wants to be on the board, they can come on and with some fresh ideas. And that's really what we're doing now, is we're really looking at everything that we're doing, analyzing it, really going through it with a fine tooth comb and deciding yay or nay. And so we're in a really good position right now with the board. We've got great board members as well. And I think it's just a fun time now.
Yeah.
You know, from when I first started to the way the board has been built now. It's fantastic. I honestly can't say I love all the board members. They're all, and I'm not just saying that because I have to say that. But I'm really,
your boss is
right,
here.
Right. Cause my bosses are all listening and sitting right here. No. It's just one of those things that I think it's a privilege and it's an honor to honestly work side by side with so many different members of the community and so many different strengths. I mean, the board members that we have right now it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it is.
It's the skills there. And, you know, and I sit on a board too. And I got to tell you, I'm intimidated by that board. I sit on there and I'm like, are you sure you guys wanted me? Because, you know, there's doctors and there's lawyers and there's all these people on there. And wow.
Yeah.
You know, it does become a little intimidating.
Yeah,
we don't have
any doctors and lawyers. But
no, we're not like that. But
no.
We could always use some.
Yes.
So if you wanted to, you know, come on board, like I said, we're looking for just anybody. But anybody that really wants to dedicate their time to the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, it's a great experience. It's a great time.
Even if you just wanted just something to do.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's great little resume builder there, and it's really great for the community, to volunteer in the community. And it's a totally different way to volunteer from the community.
Exactly.
You get to hear everything from the outside, you know, in and really get to know what's going on with the town.
Yeah, you get into the planning and the actual setting up of events. And the tear down. I mean, you got to set up and you got to tear it down.
Well, yeah. And then, you know, also, too, to really get to know the town, the background of Chino Valley, and really get to know the citizens.
Yeah.
As well. Because we have some really great board members. We have Kay Jones, who's a board member, and she is a wealth of information.
She's with the Historical Society. She's awesome.
And knows everything and anything about Chino Valley. You can ask her, I mean, literally anything. Do you know what, you know, what this is or when this happened or what was this backstory about this
or who even came
everything.
There.
Yes.
And she knows the name. Well, you need to contact so and so and it's like, wow.
Yeah, she is a wealth of information, which, you know, by joining the board, she's just a really great wealth of information. Just somebody that, I'm always shocked because, you know, she'll talk to us about chamber events when they first started and what were some of the first things that they did. And this was some of the things that they've done. So it's really interesting to see the dynamic of the board and how, you know, we have so many different people on there.
Right.
But we've got great people on there. So like we said, if you're interested in being a board member, this is the time. We are recruiting for board members.
Yes.
So we really want to make sure to let everyone know, you know, hey, but the only rule is you must be a member in good standing.
Right.
For at least 1 year.
Yes.
So if you're a member in good standing, or like I said, you're listening to this and you work for a company that is a member, go ahead, submit your application. And Rhonda, do they submit that application to you?
No.
Or do they just come to the chamber and drop it off?
They come to the chamber and they drop it off, and then we'll collect them, and then we'll take them under advisement.
Perfect. So you'll come to the chamber, drop off your letter of intent if you'd like to join the Chino Valley Chamber Board, and Rhonda Smith will lead you through that and help you, you know, with the whole process. So we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHGM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Mom, look at the heart I drew.
Oh, it's so pretty, and I love the message.
We are one.
Hey, let's tape it to the window.
Okay.
With the outbreak of COVID-19, we're staying home more and seeing less of friends, neighbors, and coworkers. But COVID-19 cannot break the bond that connects us in the Quad Cities. That shines through in the messages of hope taped to the windows of our homes, the donations to support those who have suffered loss, the hard work that keeps our grocery store shelves stocked, and the smiles beneath the masks of restaurant staff delivering curbside orders. To our community during this difficult time, thank you from Yavapai Regional Medical Center. We are one. And we are inspired by you.
This is Steve Sishko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. You can settle for good enough, or give your best friends the Olson's difference when buying their food, health supplies, toys, and treats. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, olsonsfamily.com, or olsonsgrain.com. Locals feeding locals pets and animals. That's us.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. More than 100 Cave Creek residents have been evacuated as a brush fire continues raging in the area. Tiffany Davila with the State Forestry Department says the East Desert Fire has burned at least 1,500 acres and by today was 20% contained. Davila says Mother Nature threw in a monkey wrench.
Besides the high temperatures, but those winds, we're expecting wind gusts up to 22 miles per hour in this area.
The fire is believed to be human-caused. Communities along the Colorado River are preparing for a busy Memorial Day weekend.
Law enforcement agencies are expecting capacity crowds and problems. That's why La Paz County Sheriff Lieutenant Donald Schleck says voters will notice law enforcement this weekend.
We're going to have three boats out on the water.
Despite COVID-19, people are not staying away.
I've talked to several of the parks up and down the river, and they are completely at capacity.
If you're going to be boating this weekend, Lieutenant Schleck says use common sense, slow down, and remember, hot weather and alcohol are not a good combination. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Sunny and extremely windy today and tomorrow, blowing in cooler temperatures, chilling after bedtime to a clear, breezy 49, highs tomorrow and Wednesday around 70, back up to 76 Thursday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a breezy overnight low near 55, up to a very windy 79 Tuesday and Wednesday, 85 Thursday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Chino Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor. Monday through Friday on CAT, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Compass Training Center AZ is your locally owned and operated outdoor public shooting range in Chino Valley with a 40-acre facility offering 50 shooting lanes on 50 and 100-yard ranges, indoor restrooms, and the finest range safety staff in the business. We also offer firearms training classes from beginner to advanced. At Compass, we believe training should be available and affordable to all. Please check our website, compasstrainingaz.org, for our hours of operation and upcoming events.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days. I'm here with Rhonda Smith, Jack of all trades, I'm just going to call you that. Actually, she's the new board president for the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. And Rhonda, we just talked about what it takes to be on the board and that you're doing some board recruitment. But on the other end, let's talk a little bit about what's some new things happening at the chamber and what we're gearing up for doing. I know that we've got you know, some events going on, but we also kind of instigated a little thing, something new at the chamber, yeah, and it's also for the visitor center.
Yeah, we got a free little library, and it's registered, so you can just get on your phone and download the thing, and it tells you right where it is.
Yeah,
and we even marked it, or we put our little sign on it today.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah. It's called the Free Little Library, and you probably have seen these in different, you know, neighborhoods and communities and different art places, but we put one there. It was donated to us, so we did receive a donation for that, and Friends of the Library stock the books for us, so they've got some kids' books, and we also have some adult books in there. Actually, quite a few adult books.
Yeah.
And then it is registered, so it's nationally registered.
That's it.
And what we're hoping to do is that the tourists that come through will see that there is this at our visitor center, this little library.
Right. And they just take a book and bring in a book.
Yep. If you have an old book, you can leave it there. If not, just take a book, and it's completely free. It's the little free library. And so I'm really excited to implement something like that. I think our visitors and our community will really love something like that. So, and today you did put up the plaque.
Yeah.
We were looking for nails and a hammer, all kinds of stuff around the chamber. And I'm not even sure how you did it, but you've managed to find some tools.
Yes.
And do it. So we're excited. I wanted to have our own little mini ribbon cutting just for that, you know, because it was a momentous occasion. Once you put that plaque up there, we became official. Yeah, so we've got quite a few things going on. We are continuing to do our chamber luncheon. We just did one. Larry and I talked about that.
Yep.
That
was fun.
That was interesting. It was definitely different, but with social distancing. So we are going to resume back, but not completely as normal. We're going to go to Grace Church. Mm-hmm. Again, that's where our luncheons are held.
And we still have to do the social distancing type thing.
Absolutely. So we're just now going to limit the number of people at our luncheon and limit the number of people that can sit at a table. So, register early if you want to come. And so our next luncheon, we will proceed as normal.
Right.
Will be on June 3rd.
Right.
And so that'll be a fun one. Really what that one's about is has nothing to do with business whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I wanted to just, you know, with everything going on, we just needed a fun topic. And I think the mask fashion show was just hilarious and people really like that. But another fun topic and is something that we're all needing right now is horticulture. You know, how do you plant things? What should you plant
right
now?
There's a lot of people working in their gardens and all of that during this stuff.
Yeah, especially right now. Everyone's kind of, you know, been at home, so they've been working on their gardens, and they have a lot of questions. You know, what's, you know, I don't have a green thumb. I managed to kill every single thing. I'm working on that, so maybe he can give me some pointers on on how not to kill my plants. Or, you know, I did get a plant, and I promise you it was purple. The leaves were purple, and now they're really brown. So I don't think they were supposed to be that way.
No.
No. So it's either I'm not enough sunlight or watering it too much. I don't know what I do wrong, and I feel bad, and I feel guilty. I'm a plant murderer, and it's horrible. But we do have Yavapai College that will be there giving us a little bit of just a fun horticultural lesson, and we're going to really do a hands-on team building at that one as well. So that's make sure you sit at table that you like. People, no, just kidding. Yeah. But a table, you know, just around anybody you don't really know would take advantage of this. And it's going to just be a fun team building exercise. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag and let, you know, the secrets out, but we will be doing just something fun, interactive. It's a completely different luncheon from what we've ever done. I just felt like during this time.
We just need something fun.
Exactly, fun. So we will resume our luncheon. So they'll be back on schedule June 3rd. The only thing is that we will be limiting the number of people coming.
Right.
So register early, early, early. The early bird in this case actually gets the worm or gets the lunch.
Gets the lunch.
Yeah, gets the lunch. Gets the lunch.
Yeah, yep. We're all about food here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so some of the other new things that you were talking about earlier is you briefly mentioned it was Chamber has a new app.
Yes, a mobile app. I have it on my phone. It's awesome.
Yeah, I do too. And I think my hope is for any of you out there, if you are you're an Android user or if you are an iPhone user, download the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce app. Really what this does is let's say you're out, you know, with the phone calls we get, do you know of a good plumber? Do you know of anyone that I can talk to about my insurance? Now everything is on the app. There is a directory on the app.
If you have an iPhone, smartphone, whatever.
Yep.
Just download the app and
it's amazing.
Everybody's phone number.
Yep. It'll have, you know, links to people's websites. It'll have the phone numbers right there, directions how to get to their place, what's going on in our community, any sort of events that are still happening, if there's garage sale. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. We'll put anything on there because I think it's really fun and it's really a great tool for, you know, our community.
Yeah, I do too.
So we have the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce app. You can download it by going to your app store, or your Google Play store, and just go to Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, you know, area Chamber of Commerce, because you don't want to.
No, because you'll go to California.
Exactly. And look for our logo. Or the app in itself is called Build, Lead, Thrive.
Right.
And that's kind of been our new motto or mission, I would say, for 2020. Build, Lead, Thrive.
I think so.
It's something that we've kind of, everything that we're looking at is, you know, it's just a building block. So we're building everything. We're, you know, leading and we're thriving through it. So it's been our
during this couple months that we've been in lockdown, basically.
And during those couple of months, we actually were not closed. So we were we were open.
Yeah.
We just closed the visitor center down.
Yeah.
But we
everything
left.
Everything was out in the kiosk. So.
Yeah. So everything was out in the kiosk. Everyone had information.
We had a lot of visitors visit that kiosk. I mean, we were filling it constantly.
Right. The local newspapers, people were looking for that kind of stuff.
Maps.
People are looking for maps and brochures and information. Yeah. So it was quite interesting that stuff was going like hotcakes.
Yeah.
So we were refilling and doing everything like that. So we're really excited, you know, with this new year to really launch the new app as well. And then some of the other big events that we've got planned that are coming up is we've got, of course, Wine Bites and Brew. That's been rescheduled for August 22nd at Olson's Grain. And so there's...
That's going to be a bigger...
Oh, yes.
Event.
With, actually, with us postponing it because of COVID, we got a better turnout than ever before because people, a lot of vendors were pretty upset that they couldn't do it, you know, on the date that we originally set in April.
Right.
And now everyone was calling going, hey, can I still do it? I'm available now. Let me do, you know, August.
And you can get your tickets at the chamber online.
Yes. Yeah, you can still, you can.
As a matter of fact, you can do it on your mobile app.
You can definitely do that on your mobile app, buy your tickets. And which is really phenomenal. You can buy your tickets for Wine Bites and Brew. You can buy everything now. There is two different types of tickets. We have a general admission. We have a VIP ticket. This is the first year we're doing the VIP tickets.
The VIP tickets are only available at the chamber.
Yes, they are. And really what the difference is the VIP includes the bites.
Right.
So the VIP, you'll get the wine, the beer, samplings. But you'll also get, I believe there's five local restaurants that will have food. And so you'll get the little bit of bites. So that's really what it is. And we're gearing up as well for Sequence and Saddles. That is going to be on Territorial Weekend, a big weekend for Chino Valley. We turn the big 50.
That's right.
The 50. So Chino Valley turns 50. Sequence and Saddles is going to be September 4th.
Yeah.
I know. I'm excited it's not on my birthday. You know, last year it was on my birthday and working on your birthday and being exhausted was just not so fun.
Well, you worked the parade on your birthday, so that's something.
Then you have to work the next day. I know. I just say, let's not ever do any more events on Labor Day weekend.
It's grueling.
It's grueling, I know, because you've got the pancake breakfast. You've got all kinds of stuff going on as well. So that Labor Day weekend, it is going to be a big Labor Day weekend for Chino Valley. We will be continuing on. We're planning right now to still doing everything and celebrating the 50th. So I want to say thank you to Rhonda Smith and Larry Rieger just being here today and just giving some insight about the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce and the direction we're heading and things that we've been up to. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
From Roxanne at Prescott Brewing Company. If you've been missing any of your faves from Prescott Brewing Company, we now have 11 beers on tap for growler fills. Wednesdays through Fridays, 11 to 3 p.m., you can get them filled up right from our taps. Come through the clearly marked atrium gate, stay socially distant, step up to the bar when it's your turn, get your clean growler filled, pay your tab, tip your tap tender, and walk away with that potion you love through the exit atrium gate. Wednesdays through Fridays for now, 11 to 3 from Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Waters Garden companion plants in May are Indian hawthorn, purple robe locust,
Prescott Sunshine Geraniums, and Vining Akebia.
Akebia is a super vigorous vine with dangling fragrant flowers.
She proliferates up arbors, pergolas, fences, and stunning as a ground cover to retain hills.
One of the fastest growing evergreen vines you can plant in the gardens.
You only find the hardiest vines at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
You brought the office in-house. You set up a schoolroom in your living room. You're caring for the sickest among us, and you just keep bringing it. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we've never been prouder to back you up. To keep trucks running, thermometers working, each other connected. Because even as we stand apart, we are powerful together. So when you need us, we'll be here at your local Batteries Plus Bulb store, curbside, and batteriesplus.com.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and I want to thank my guests for being here today. We had Rhonda Smith here, our new board president with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, and Larry Rieger as well, who is a wonderful volunteer with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. So I'm glad that they were able to share their stories about the chamber and what they can do at the Chino Valley Chamber. Here's the time when you take out your calendars or your iPhones or you download that app for what is up and coming in our neighborhood. Just so that you know, the library and the playground have been reopened. Until further notice, the Library of Chino Valley has opened from Monday through Friday between the hours of 9 a.m. and 6 p.m., closed on Saturday and Sunday. Only 10 people are allowed in the building at a time with a 30-minute time limit. Staff are required to wear masks as well. The public park and the playground equipment has been closed since April 4th, and it has now been reopened as of May 14th. So those are the updates, and that's what's going on. And also register for the Chino Valley Area Chamber Commerce Luncheon on June 3rd. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.